Compton presents Breaking Out. In the next hour, The Bennington Show will be playing the funniest stand-up from the funniest comedians breaking out in 2017. Here are your hosts, Ron and Gail Bennington.
Welcome to Breaking Out. We are The Bennington Show. I'm Ron Bennington. There's Gail Bennington.
Yo.
And I am Ron Bennington.
Hmm.
And when we're talking about breaking out with comedians, it can happen at all different levels, Gail.
Yeah, these are the people that we have met through the show. They're out there working in the clubs, and they are right on the edge. They are just at that breaking point where they're going to be big stars.
But, you know, there's breaking out, and then you get to one level, and you might stay at that level, and then there's breaking out again. Like, you could make the case that Bill Burr broke out again a couple years ago, and Louis C.K. a couple years before that. But there's also that big breaking out moment where you go from kind of doing club shows into theater shows.
Right. And also, it's got this thing where, you know, you break out among the people who are fans of comedy. So there's people out there who are just interested in comedy, but then there's breaking out where you're like, how does my grandmother know this comic's name?
Right.
This is strange.
So what we're saying is there's about 50 different ways to break out. And so that means, because I hope that this isn't the only special that we do on this, because I love presenting new comedy to people who haven't heard that comedy. Not necessarily has some of these folks have been at it for 10 years or more.
Yeah, and we have compiled some of the best bits from these incredibly funny comics.
Well, the first guy that we're starting this off with is a friend and also someone that we're absolutely a fan of, Matteo Lane. You've seen him on Girl Code, Guy Code, Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore, Late Night with Seth Meyers. He's one of the funniest people working today. Also a phenomenal singer. This is Matteo Lane.
Oh, mio babbino caro, mi piaci bene.
Thank you, guys. That is a true story of how I came out to my dad. Short conversation. I definitely have gay voice, so I'm sure you can hear, like, clap if you can hear my gay voice. Right? Thank you. Thank you. Yes. No. Definitely gay voice. Now, here's the thing. So, like, I'm running into issues with it because when you become a comedian, everybody around you, like, your manager, your agent, they all convince you that now you have to become an actor. They're like, well, don't you want to be an actor? Start auditioning. Get in there. You're like Seinfeld. And it's like, I don't know if I want to be an actor. And I also hate actors because everyone in New York is like, I'm an actor. And you're like, more fries, please. But thanks. So I'm just constantly going out in auditions and bombing them because of the sound of my voice. Like, I went over this one audition, and the character description was literally, Zach, 19, football player. Well, Zach's gonna have a secret to share with everyone. So, you know, yeah. Hey, guys, I'm here for the team. Hey, Zach. But I have discovered that with acting, most times they don't care if you, like, memorize your lines, or, like, if you went to Yale, or this is Yale. all they care about are looks, and I know what I look like. I'm Italian, and I'm also Mexican, so, like, from here up, I just look like a deli worker. Yeah, I have what I call deli face, so, like, without gay voice, I'd probably sound like, my friend, or whatever, but...
The wonderful Matteo Lane. We just love him.
You can follow Matteo on Twitter, at Matteo Lane. He's incredibly funny. If you get the chance to see him, he's out there killing it. He's an incredibly hard worker, and he's got so many exciting things happening for him right now.
Our next comedian is also one of the people that we're just crazy about.
Yeah, we absolutely love her. She's been a guest on Bennington and Gail Meets Girls. She is incredibly funny. And this is great because the two of them are friends. Her and Mateo are good buddies. You've seen her also on Horace and Pete. Where
she was amazing on that.
She killed it. She absolutely killed it and was so perfectly cast. This is Lisa Traeger.
You know, one of my favorite party moments of my whole life happened last year, March 2014. Me and 13 of my friends, we took a Stretch Navigator limo to a Miley Cyrus concert. And what up, girl? And it was so cool. But then, I don't know if you've ever disappointed hundreds of teen girls before, but getting out of a limo at a Miley concert... is definitely the way to disappoint them. Just like as we were getting out, just a sea of sad crop tops, and all I felt from them was just like, ugh, who are those old women? And I had to be like, your future. This is it, party gals. You guys are so fun for clapping so much. Did my parents pay you? So fun. But yeah, but then, so then it was a few of us and we went to inside the venue and then we were buying water bottles. And as we're walking away, I hear these teens behind us be like, who spends $5 on a water bottle? That's so lame. Who would spend that much on water when you could buy booze? That's so gross. And I had to turn around and be like, oh, baby girl, old women on Molly. That's who. We're so thirsty. And you're very pretty. Just so pretty. High school bodies. They look so good. But anyways. Yeah. And then I was feeling confident because, like, obviously the drugs. But also I had this, like, Betsy Johnson dress from TJ Maxx with a zipper down the middle. So I was, like, just feeling pretty good about myself. And I walked out of the bathroom. And what this guy came up to me and what I heard was, you look really hot. And I was like, oh my God, thank you. Do you like my dress? And then he went, your dress is fine. And I don't know what you think you heard, but I said you look very high. And I was like, oh, cool. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. Good eye. What are you, an umpire? Get the fuck out of here.
Lisa Traeger, incredibly funny.
She's so funny. Follow her on Twitter at Glitter Cheese, which is also the name of her album.
She's also one of those funny people who are just like born funny. That's the way I see her. I was watching Annie Letterman's Snapchat, and she turns around and goes, look, Lisa's fighting with her dad in Russian. And Lisa was on another phone. She's just having an argument with her dad in Russian. I understand nothing, and I'm laughing like a little child. Like a schoolgirl, I'm laughing.
She is so incredibly funny, and I think that she is absolutely going to be a big star.
Everybody is talking about this next comedian, Mr. Tim Dillon. He's the guy, he blew it up at the New Faces show in Montreal. Also won New York's Funniest at the New York Comedy Festival. And over on the Interrobang, he was the most brought up person who was going to be the next big thing.
I think
by other comedians.
That's always great when you have other comics in your corner, and over comics bring up his name as the next wave.
Everybody believes in Tim Dillon, but Tim Dillon.
I'm a big fan of reality TV. You guys watch reality television? That's good. Good. Okay. Relax. It's killing us. Relax. Relax, please. Best shows are the ones that are clearly fake. The fakest show on TV right now is a show called Undercover Boss. That is the fakest show. If you haven't seen it, it's with the CEOs of companies. These like rich cocksucker CEOs go and dress up as the employees of the companies that they own to like fuck with them. That's what they do. And the last episode I watched was at Popeyes, which is a chicken restaurant. Do you guys like Popeyes? All right, all right. I believe some of you. I didn't even know Popeyes had a CEO. I thought it was just fried chicken and yelling. I had no idea there was a paramilitary structure behind Popeyes. That's amazing. But here's what the CEO of Popeyes goes undercover. Popeyes Saturday night, he goes undercover. So he does what he needs to do to look like a Popeyes employee. He puts a cigarette out in his eye, gets an acid burn on his face. Just covers himself in blood. And so he goes to Popeyes on a Saturday night, and this is how you know the show's completely fake. Saturday night at Popeyes, and I've been many a Saturday night at Popeyes preparing for this joke. And this is what the CEO, who's dressed like a Popeyes employee, he goes up to the guy who's working the cash register, and he goes, "Hey man, what's your biggest problem?" And the man who's working the cash register, the cashier, without missing a beat, goes, "Well, sometimes we run out of apple pies." That's your biggest problem Saturday night at Popeyes. You know how many takes did they have to use to get that answer? You know, the first answer was like, "Yeah, we got problems. People keep giving birth in the bathroom. There's placenta on the floor. Now it's on my hands, and the biscuits are soggy. Nobody wants placenta biscuits. Can you get AIDS from placenta? I just came to work. Now I'm a godfather. This is ridiculous." You also know it's fake because they never talk about the Illuminati. And I've worked low-wage jobs. We talk about the Illuminati all the time. That's literally all we do.
Tim Dillon thinking a little bit more about Popeyes, an undercover boss, than I ever have.
You can follow Tim Dillon at Tim J. Dillon on Twitter. I think this is like a safe bet. I think this one to say Tim Dillon is a breakout comedy star, that's a safe bet.
No, if this was Shark Tank, I'd be buying into Tim Dillon. I would. You know, I like money, so I'd be after him very, very hard.
Would you be willing to go half with me? Get two sharks.
Ooh, that brings a lot. Then we're going to need 55% of Tim Dillon. Great comedians here on Breakout. This is people that we think are going to be breaking out into that kind of next level of comedy.
Yeah, they're already there. They have the drive. They have the talent. This is the moment just before they break. This is Nico White.
That's very nice. That's very nice. Like you mentioned, my name is Nico White. I'm from Harlem, Spanish Harlem. Yeah. Yeah. So all that means that I was raised around nothing but Puerto Ricans and Dominicans. Now, Dominicans, you're my favorites, but we need to talk. Because I don't get along with Dominicans who don't like to admit how black they are. That pisses me off. Yeah. Especially light-skinned Dominicans. Because if you call them black, they act like you're hitting them. You're black. Papi, no. You're black. Papi, stop. Papi, please, Papi. I know black. I know black. However, if you ever see a group of Dominican kids after school, they use the N-word like they own slaves right now. But as soon as you tell them, "Hey, you know y'all black too." "Wah? Wah? Papi, I know black. I Spanish. I Spanish." "Mm-mm. That's a language, asshole, and you can't be a language." And I don't know if you've ever seen a Dominican grandparent. They're the blackest people alive. The blackest. If you've never seen one, allow me to describe them to you. I'm going to paint the picture. Just follow along. Close your eyes. I'm going to paint the picture. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. That's what they look like.
Finally, somebody taking a run at the Dominicans. It's our own Nico White.
Nico White, you can follow him on Twitter at Nico_White92. He's been on New Faces at Just for Laughs. He's appeared on Gotham Comedy Live. He's incredibly funny.
At Nico_White, which means, and 92, which means there's 91 other people. Who went after that name first?
There's so many Nico Whites out there, but this is the one who's going to break.
Breaking out, this is a list of some of the young comedians, and some of them are even more established, but breaking in into that next realm, whether it's breaking into headlining, breaking into doing theaters, breaking into doing TV. Who do we have next?
Next up, we have the very funny Jared Freed.
I like when girls get together. I like when there's a big group of drunk girls. Like, that's... I love it. Girls take care of each other. Whenever a group of drunk girls go out, there's always, like, one girl that's in charge. Like that mama bear. You know the mama bear? That's the girl when her friends get too drunk, she stops them all from hooking up with me. That's her job. I was out on St. Patrick's Day. There's a group of 10 drunk girls outside of a bar. This one girl's standing 10 feet away. She's pissed. She looks at the whole group, and she goes, "We're going home!" We, as a group. How powerful is this mama bear? To get 10 drunk girls? Have you ever tried to get one drunk girl to go somewhere? That's like, it's like having a horse in heels. That's like out of control. Like, easy there, big fella. Like, pizza. Pizza. Then she got really mad. There was one of the girls was talking to a dude. And this made this mama bear very upset. She looks at the one girl. She goes, "Jess!" And you knew she was mad because she made the name longer. She's like, "Jessica!" I think she would have made it even longer if she could have, just to show the group how mad she was. Just like, "Jessica!" And then she looks at Jessica and she goes, "I'm putting you to bed!" Okay. No, every guy is afraid of the mama bear because there's no such thing as a papa bear. I've never been out with my friends and had one guy get drunk and talk to a girl and been like, "Josh!" "Joshua! I'm tucking you in! We're going home and watching Bravo!" Every guy's goal is for his buddies to hook up with the girls he shouldn't. I was at the bar the other night, my buddy's talking to some girl, he goes, "Should I do this?" I was like, Every guy is like a bad third base coach, you're just sending everybody home. It's like, you should do that! Mustache, Greek chicks are crazy. Three boobs, better than two, you gotta do that. Law of numbers.
Jared Fried, he also hosts the very funny J Train podcast.
Yeah, we first met Jared through the New York's Funniest at Caroline. He's incredibly funny, so follow him on Twitter at JTrain56.
Again, 55 people wanted J Train before he did.
Yeah, J Train, you know, I like somebody who their Twitter name is not so formal. Like, this is not like you're trying to get agents and managers with your Twitter.
Time to take the J Train, everybody. The J Train's pulling out.
Toot toot, you're on the J Train.
The next comedian we have has been on Bennington and Gail Meets Girls, and she's one of your favorites.
Yeah, she's incredibly funny. She's just great to talk to, and very smart, great writer. That's Liz Mealy.
You guys on Tinder? If you don't know about Tinder, please let me have the pleasure of explaining Tinder. Because this is what Tinder is. It's an app on your phone, and all it is a face, a name, and an age. Okay? So face, Jason, 30. And from that information, you're either into Jason's face or you're not into his face. You're probably not. So the little X in the corner, you press the X, it says nope across his face, and then he flutters away. Just not gonna fuck that guy, not gonna fuck that guy, not gonna fuck that guy. Not. It's just that for 20 minutes. I was like, oh my God, this is so fun. I'm amazing at dating. The Angry Birds of dating. It is an addiction that cannot be explained or justified. It's so fun. It's so fun that I actually don't understand how people get to the actual dating part of the tool. So let's say you do like Jason's face. If you do, there's a little heart in the corner. You press the heart. Let's say he likes your face. He presses the heart, and then it opens up into a chat room, and then you just start talking. We're all okay with this. All I know for sure is this dude has a nose and now we're talking. Sorry, that's not enough information for me. I have preliminary questions. Question number one, do you have a job? I don't have a job. If you also don't have a job, that's a lot of eye contact and getting to know each other too quickly. We're going to fast forward through this relationship in like 3 days. You need to be busy. For us. For our future. Question number two, I need to know if you're uber religious. I'm so unreligious. I don't want to go into any old buildings. I don't want to read any big books. If you've prayed for anything more than a parking spot in the last 6 years, not into it. And question number three, probably the most important question. I need to know if you live in New Jersey. I'm from New Jersey. I don't care how hot you are. I'm not going back.
Liz Mealy. Follow her on Twitter at Liz Mealy.
Yeah, we should probably spell that one out.
Yeah, M-I-E-L-E. It's not how you would think it is. M-I-E-L-E. Liz
yeah.
Mealy.
It is Breakout on the Bennington Show hosting here tonight. And this is about comedians breaking out from one level to the next. And this is a gentleman that's already a big headliner, already has been on a cast member on a sitcom. He did Mulaney for a season and just crushed it. He's done Late Night with Seth Meyers and Inside Amy Schumer and the TV show Girls. But we feel like his own show is coming soon.
Yeah, this is one of the comics is a perfect example of, yeah, they're out there and they've definitely established themselves, but this is somebody who's going to break out, I think, to being a household name. This is Seton Smith.
I've started smoking weed. And I know some of you are going, started? Nigga, please. No, swear to God, I just started like 6 months ago. I'm on my 21st time. The reason is, I'm counting, all right? I'm a responsible fuck up, all right? The reason I didn't smoke weed in my 20s, because I was like, you know what? I want to be responsible. I want to be on TV. So I'm not going to smoke weed to be responsible and get on TV. But now, all my friends who started smoking weed before me are already on TV. So, I changed my perspective on weed smoking. Because I think I want to do it. I'm going to do it because you know what I want to do? You know what I really want to do? I want to stop drinking. I want to fucking stop that. I wonder, can you transfer your addictions from like alcoholism to weed? Is that possible? No. Yeah. I hope it's possible because I want to stop drinking. Because I woke up one day and I was like, you know what? I don't have to poop blood every day. You know what I mean? I don't. That's my choice. I'm strong enough to stop pooping blood, all right? Thank you for getting that. Some people judge me like, oh my God, you poop blood? Yeah, I do. Yeah, all right? Sometimes you gotta poop blood in order to have a life lesson. That's how life works. Sometimes toilet paper's too rough. You gotta get baby wipes, all right? That's living life. That's how you live, all right? Niggas be all like, yo, you got a baby? Nah, nigga, I poop blood, right?
Seton Smith talking about bottoming out from his actual bottom.
Seton Smith, follow him on Twitter, at Seton Smith. He is incredibly funny, and I'm really excited because I know he has a project in the works, and I can't wait to hear more about it.
Yeah, it's something that he's going to write, star in. Sounds really, really cool. So many great comics here on Breaking Out. Another one that is making it all happen.
Yeah, Aparna Nancharla is one of those comics. She is just like on the tip of everyone's tongue. And I think she's one of those comics that other comedians recognize. How big she's going to be, it's Aparna Nancharla.
This is a recent realization I made in my life. There is no way to pick up pills that you've spilled on the ground without looking like a total human red flag. You know, there's just no way to be like, oh! Oh, this is what I meant to do, and everything is going great. You know, it's usually more along the lines of, oh! I'm so sorry. I need these! Oh, mama's medicine. You know, immediately turns into a dark one-woman show that no one agreed to attend. I am on a healthy diet of pills. They are prescribed for the most part. One of the things I take them for is depression. It's always great to start off a set talking about depression because people are like, I guess you can have it all, you know? Yeah. Yeah, I've had depression for pretty much my whole life, and I've learned to manage it for the most part, but a lot of times I'll still feel sad for no reason. But then I'll remember the reasons, you know? Like, this actually makes a lot of sense. This adds up. Like, one of the things I've been struggling with lately is working from home. I don't know if anyone here works from home. Definitely don't clap. You've had a long, hard day. You gotta save those hands for tomorrow. I find it very hard to be productive when you work from home. Like, I feel like the closest thing I have to a boss is Netflix. When it's like, are you still watching? And I'm like, of course I'm still watching. I'm never not watching. Stop micromanaging me, you know? I'm your best employee. I take all your suggestions. In other news, I am recently still single. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I broke up with my last boyfriend 2 years ago, and, you know, it looks like we're keeping it. Human breakup. That's our thing, you know, like being apart, that's like our thing. I've been trying to date. I have a couple issues with dating. One of them is like on dates. It's like, you have to show up and be fun? It's like, what are you, a king? Are you, you should just be glad that I'm real. There's a lot of demands right out of the gate. And, you know, I've been trying online dating. Like, I'm finally on the internet, got my AOL CDM on there. But I feel like I've tried a range of sites. You know, I spent some time on Match, put in my dues on OkCupid. I spent, like, a month on Yelp. Like, I feel like I've gone the distance.
Aparna Nancharla. You can follow her on Twitter at Aparnapkin, APARNAPKIN. She's incredibly funny. She was just named this last year one of Variety's comics to watch.
And you've seen her on Amy Schumer, Inside Amy Schumer, that Judd Apatow series Love on Netflix. She's incredibly, incredibly funny. All right, the next comedian is, again, and I hate to say this, but one of our favorite people in the world. It's Emma Willman, who you can hear on Sirius with her own show called The Check Spot.
She's so funny, and I really feel like very lucky to call her a friend because she's so talented. She had a fantastic set on Late Night with Stephen Colbert that I was so proud of her. She's absolutely a breakout star. It's Emma Willman.
I'm in a relationship now, but I was single for a long time, you know, because of my schedule and my personality or whatever. It's hard. I just get so confused. Like, I'm always in a state of confusion because I'm dyslexic, which means I confuse, like, left and right and wrong, you know. I always try to blame things on my dyslexia constantly. I'm like, I didn't know I'm dyslexic. I'm an idiot. I didn't know. Oh, I got so confused with dyslexia. People are like, you're shoplifting. I'm like, bah. Yeah, do I pay in the store or out of the store? What do I do? One time being dyslexic was amazing. I got stopped at a sobriety checkpoint, just a random stop, and I got nervous. And then the cop goes, to prove you haven't been drinking, I want you to do the alphabet backwards. Ooh. Hey, I'm super dyslexic. I was like, no problem, buddy. That's how I was going to do it anyway. Thank you. This is good. Close. My mom was so excited about tonight. She calls me up, leaves me this little voice message. But I notice every time she leaves me a voice message, every time, she identifies herself. Every message. Like, I would get a message from my own mother and be like, who is this? Who is this? Every message starts like, hey, it's your mother. It's your mother. Like anyone else is calling me up like, hey, just looking at pictures of you in the tub as a baby. You're a cute baby, very cute. Call me back immediately. You know who this is.
Emma Willman doing an amazing impression of her mom. I mean, it sounds just like her.
I absolutely believe it. You can follow Emma on Twitter at Emma Willman. Definitely go see her if she's coming to your town. She's so funny.
No one thinks like her. There's something just absolutely different. Now I know why. It's dyslexia.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's her secret to her comedy gold.
It's Breakout with The Bennington Show. These are comedians that are looking to have a big 2017 breaking out this year.
This next comic had a very big appearance in Montreal for the Just for Laughs. He got his show picked up by Kevin Hart. And it's like on his new streaming network. Really exciting stuff. You can feel he's just at the edge. That's Nimesh Patel.
I have enjoyed hating on people. I'm a hater. I spent all my days talking shit on Twitter. I spent most of my days talking shit to Donald on Twitter. You can talk shit to a presidential candidate, and he reads it. And you know someone's back in his office like, Donald, you cannot respond. I talked some shit to Donald the other morning, and some lady wrote back to me. She said, go back to Iraq. I was like, I'm from New Jersey, bitch. Why the fuck? And then I read her profile, and it says, conservative Christian mom. That's easy. I wrote back, I'm going to pray to Allah. That your son is gay.
I'm Nimesh. Nimesh Patel, incredibly funny guy.
Nimesh, you can find him on Twitter at Finding Nimesh. So that's Finding Nimesh.
Now, this next comedian is probably, I will say this, he has the most kissable face in comedy.
He does have such a kissable face.
Yeah.
And he has one of my favorite Instagrams. I feel like he was an Instagram star before I even know him as a comic, and that's Stavros Halkias.
Yeah, I go to his Instagram as well, and it's absolutely hilarious. He's also been Robert Kelly's opener and ride or die partner over this last year, and if Bobby Kelly is going to pick you as the next wave, I'm going to believe it.
This is Stavros Halkias.
How we doing, gang? Good? Great. Thank you so much for being here, guys. It's really important to me that you're here. This is the first thing I've done today. Just nice to be out of the house, guys. Let me tell you a little bit about myself, guys. I got a new life's goal, you know? I'm trying to lose a little weight. Some of you are looking at me, you're thinking, yeah, that's a pretty good goal. Pretty solid goal for you, buddy. I get it, guys. My body type is snowman right now. But I'm trying. I'm actually trying to lose weight. I'm doing okay, guys. I lost like 50 pounds so far. Right? Thank you. Thank you. The problem is, this is me after 50 pounds of weight loss. Somebody tells you, I lost 50 pounds, the response should be, oh my God, you look amazing. The response I get when I tell people I've lost 50 pounds is... Huh. I'm trying to do it right though, guys. I'm trying to eat healthy, trying to eat organic, right? Boy, do you feel like a king when you're shopping for organic stuff. You're like, yeah, the best stuff for the world. I don't care. Cage-free eggs. Yes. Grass-fed beef. Thank you. Right. Then you get to the register. You see how much it costs. You're like, all right, well, how much room does a chicken really need? Its friends are in that cage. Grass-fed beef. Grass tastes like shit. Let's give that cattle what it really wants. Some delicious antibiotics.
Stavros Halkias. Follow him on Twitter at Stav Comedy, S-T-A-V Comedy. And you can also link to his Instagram there, which I highly recommend.
Very funny young man. How much weight did he say he lost?
50.
Huh. It is breaking out with the Bennington Show. These are some of the great young comedians that are breaking it out, taking it to the next level. This next comedian I'm not familiar with at all. She claims her name to be Amy Miller.
Amy Miller is one of our all-time favorites.
Love her.
She's out on the road all the time, so do not miss a chance to go see her. She has a great, great, great new album out called Solid Gold. Let's check her out. It's Amy Miller.
I know that when I got up here, like, a lot of you guys were like, oh my God, wow, like, you heard my name and you're like, what is her ethnic background, right? What a mystery, right? Does anybody have a guess? Do you guys have a guess about my ethnic makeup?
German,
I get that a lot. Yeah, like people say like German or Irish. If you thought anything like that, you're super close. I'm white trash. Thank you. I'm just thirsty. You guys took that really well, and I really appreciate that because some audiences in Portland get upset when I say white trash because we're not allowed to say words here. I'm just gonna, like, if that's you and you happen to be in this room and you're like, oh, I'm not sure she's allowed to say that, I think it's offensive, I'm just gonna go out on a limb right now and I'm gonna guess that if that's you, that you don't currently have an uncle living in his trailer with a crow. Yeah, a fucking crow. He's not a wizard. We didn't send wizards to Vietnam, you know? We probably should have. Might have wrapped up a little bit sooner. My blood relative, my uncle, is just like living out his final days alone in a trailer with a crow. His name is Dink, by the way. I feel like I should mention that. I see, yeah, confused faces. Dink is the name of the man. Not the bird. We actually don't know the bird's name because Uncle Dink just calls it my old lady. Yeah. We don't know what they're doing in that trailer either, but I'm pretty sure I'm allowed to say white trash if I feel like it.
Uncle Dink and the old lady. That's the one and only Amy Miller.
The incredibly funny Amy Miller. Follow her on Twitter at Amy Miller.
You know, there are so many comedians that are just buzzing right now.
Yeah, it's very exciting to look back and to see all these people lucky enough that, you know, we get a chance to see them in New York City because they all come through here. But if you have a chance to see any of these guys, you got to catch them while they're out there.
It's another reason to go and follow people on Twitter because you find out when they're in your town or when you're close. Here's a guy that everybody was talking about because he was named the new face at the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival, the biggest comedy festival in the country, of Canada.
This is Leonard Utz.
I've been trying to lose weight, man, because I like all type of women, you know what I mean? Like the only type of woman I don't like is an ugly woman. I'm just saying, I can't be fat and you ugly, and we walk around looking like a science project. People trying to catch us like Pokemon, I don't got time. I like all type of women. I like big girls. I do, you know. Big girls always smell like some dessert you ain't had in a long time. You ever hug one of them? You be like, is that red velvet cake? Two big people having sex is fun. It just don't make an attractive noise. It sounded like a whole bunch of wet handshakes. Like a locker room full of high fives. Like, hey, good game, good game, good game. No, they went undefeated. They went undefeated. That's what they... You got to think about stuff, man. I was thinking, like, what if I get a big girl pregnant, right? And the baby grow up, start to walk and run, and we can't catch it. We'll literally be unfit parents. You know what I mean? Like, you know how embarrassing that'll be? Like, how I'm gonna fill out a missing person report? Like, sir, when'd you realize the baby was missing? I'm like, immediately. I was right there. I was right there when he ran off. I was right there.
Immediately.
Immediately. That's Leonard Oots. I was laughing too hard to actually speak. This is Leonard Oots. You can follow him on Facebook. That's where he posts all his dates. And
not a Twitter guy.
No, he's not a Twitter guy. He does not
tweet.
Good,
Leonard.
Yeah, be different. Do it your way, Leonard. Oots is O-U-T-Z-S. Follow him and definitely check him out if you get the chance.
I'm going to try to get the Twitter handle, Oots, there it is, for him, and see if he doesn't love it.
You know, because sometimes if you do something like that for someone, you're like, you know what, I didn't even know I wanted this, but now I do.
You know, the next comedian up had a book last year that was a New York Times best-selling book. So you think, you know, last year was her year for breaking out, but we don't think this is the end of it. By the way, the book is called You Can't Touch My Hair and Things I Still Have to Explain, which is hilarious.
I'm actually just starting this book now, so I'm so excited to read it. She's so, so funny. I've seen her on Late Night with Seth Meyers, and you can catch her on Broad City, and she's a frequent guest at Midnight with Chris Hardwick.
Points.
This is Phoebe Robinson.
So I was watching a bunch of movies, and I watched this movie, Kingsman, with Colin Firth. And I didn't know anything about the movie. I just wanted to watch it because Colin Firth is hot, and I was like, sure, I'm into this. And it's a really good movie. Like, the action, it's funny, it's sick. But then the end gets weird for no reason at all. And so our young heroes are, like, running down this long, like, hallway, like, full of, like, prison cells, right? And he's running past one of them, and this chick from Sweden, she was like, help me, please help me. So he like runs back, and she's like, please help me. And he's like, okay, well, if I help you, are you gonna kiss me? Which, kill yourself, don't be that guy. That's disgusting. That's so gross, just save a life, you animal. So I thought she was kind of badass in the movie, so I figured she was gonna shut him down, right? And she did not, okay? Instead, she goes, if you save me, I'll let you do anal. What? What? Are you serious? What? You guys, that has to be the weirdest way to let someone know you went to Catholic school, number one. Just, is she gonna share information? And number two, when she said that, all I could think was, how many times has she lost a negotiation? You know what I mean? Like, how many times does she not get to choose the restaurant that she's coming in hot with some butt sex? That is crazy. You've graduated from high school. You have other skills. You know what I mean? And so our hero's like, this is cool. And so he like runs away. Saves the day. He comes back with like a bottle of champagne. He goes up to her prison cell. He like knocks on it like it's her apartment door. He's a fucking idiot, okay? And they go inside her prison cell. And they like walk over to like her dingy ass mattress. And then she just bends over and sticks her butt out. Like, butt sex is gonna be the first thing they do? What? Are you kidding me? What? That is insane, you guys. butt sex is not an amuse-bouche. Like, that is not how you start any meal, ever. You work your way up to that. But it's a great movie. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. Just ignore that last scene.
The very funny Phoebe Robinson. Follow her on Twitter at Dope Queen Phoebs. Butt sex is not an amuse-bouche, I think, is a lesson we can all live by.
You know, I saw The Kingsman and didn't react to it the same way. It just seemed like a normal movie, but I did go to Catholic school when I was younger.
That could be why. It didn't make you go, what?
What? She's so damn funny. It's breaking out. These are some of the comedians that we think are going to have a really big 2017. And again, one of our favorites, I think he looks like a TV star. Mr. Anthony DeVito.
Anthony DeVito hosts the Rad Dude cast. He's appeared on Comedy Central's Adam Devine House Party. He's so, so funny, and we adore having him in anytime we get a chance to hang out with
him. I just wish I was producing a sitcom right now. He would be my lead, no matter what it was about.
I also saw him open for DePaulo and just crush the room. Like, everyone was just adoring him, like leaning forward in complete adoration.
And then they all ran out when DePaulo came out?
No, not at all.
Okay, good.
This is Anthony DeVito.
Hard to have confidence as a single man, just when you take into account every other guy who's single. Like George Clooney, he's single. That doesn't seem fair. That we're just allowed to hit on the exact same women. I mean, he lives in a multi-billion dollar home in Italy with no roommates. And I live in Queens with a guy named Mad Dog. Bubba's. Bubba's. But there's no law. He could come down to Starbucks, take away my favorite barista. He could go to a bar, have anybody. Go to my house, take my mom away. Make a movie about it called Abducted by Love, and I'll go see him, be like, it's pretty good. He's a great actor. He's excellent in it. It's very good. It's fun. It's fun. Yeah, I don't know. That's why, like, being single is more like sports, where you have clear, defined leagues. Like, you're 6'2", you make good money, you have health insurance. You really shouldn't be allowed to hit on the cashier at Target. Those are my people, and you stay off my land. That's what it is.
Anthony DeVito. Follow him on Twitter at @AnthonyDeVito_. I like how he's like, I'm not going to be Anthony DeVito too. I figured out a way.
Put the underscore at the end. Great job, Anthony DeVito.
He figured it out.
Very, very funny man.
I would almost say the adorable Anthony DeVito.
I didn't know we were going that far.
No, I'd like to.
Well, I'll tell you, as adorable as our next guest. I know for a fact that he owns a Dyson vacuum cleaner because he brags about it. And he also is one of the best physical comics on stage, that he could just do a couple little things with his body and the place goes crazy.
Next up, we have Vlad Camano.
My father's a construction worker. He's a handyman. I don't know if you guys ever had the pleasure of working with an ethnic construction worker. They have the most hilarious way of describing their work process to other people. Right, this is what my dad does. My father gives you a series of numbers followed by random noises, and no one knows what he's talking about. We got a Jewish landlord. He came down and checked on my dad. He's like, hey, Julio, tell me about your work. Tell me what you're doing. L'chaim. And this is my dad. Okay, mira, come over here. I come over here, 1, 2, 3. I put it inside over here, choop, come over here, chow. 4, 5, 7, 8, you put it inside, pow, come over here. 1 + 1 = 3, you put it inside, chow, come over here. And then, you have a house. 4, 5, 7, 8. And the worst thing is that my father sends me to get supplies for him, you know? He calls me over, he's like, blah, man, God. Dad, what do you want? Mira, go to the Home Depot, tell him you want a 2, 3, 4, 5. Two, three, what? And you know, you can't say no to an immigrant parent. Anytime you say no to an immigrant parent, they hit you with the debt, right? I said, Dad, I'm not gonna go. Mira, I gave you life! Like, all right. I'm a grown man, but I'm still paying that debt off. So now I gotta go to the Home Depot with this prescription. Right? I go to the Home Depot, I walk in, the guy comes to me, he's like, hey, what do you need? I'm like, I need your help. He's like, come over here, what do you need? I need a 2, 3, 4, 5, followed by a choop, come over here, whoa! And the guy looks at me and says, you know what? Let me go get Carlos, I'll be right back, give me a second. My father loves the Home Depot, man. Immigrants love the Home Depot, it's like a strip club. Every aisle, just touching himself. He's like, mira, 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 mira. Mira, drywall, mira, drywall, mira. My father's favorite item at the Home Depot is the black garbage bag. That's how you know you grow poor, when you use a black garbage bag for everything but trash. When I was growing up, that was a raincoat, that was a curtain. I remember Halloween, I said, Dad, I want a costume. He looked at me, he's like, Mira, you are the Dark Knight. And he put a black bag on me. I'm Batman. You have a trick or treat with a trash bag on? Where do I put the candy? Put it in the bag, put it in the bag. One time they broke my father's car window, they shattered it. Guess what he put on it? Black bag. Bragging about it too. Black bag, car! Mira, it looks like a tinted window. Mira, it's tinted. Mira.
The very funny Vlad Camano. Follow him on Twitter at Laughing Vlad.
Really, really funny kid.
That was fantastic.
Well, this next gentleman, you already know his name. His name is Greg Stone.
His name is Greg Stone.
That's right. And everybody loves Greg Stone. I would not feel so all alone. Because everybody loves Greg Stone. I've already said that this guy's the next Jeff Garland. I honestly believe his first big job, he's going to play someone's friend.
I hope that you get all the credit in the world because you have been pushing this kid since the day you met him. You mm-hmm. absolutely love Greg Stone.
I think he's going to play someone's best friend the same way that Jeff Garland did that in Curb Your Enthusiasm. I think he'll probably play the best friend of Anthony DeVito. And then he'll get his own show next where Greg will play a dad who is probably in his boxer shorts all the time.
I'd like to pull this clip. I think this is going to be a word-for-word prediction.
Etch it in stone, folks. I believe in him.
Greg Stone.
I'm in a great mood, man. I just lost 25 pounds. I'm very excited about that. That's too much. That's too much. I gotta lose more, man. I have a goal. I just want to lose enough weight so that for Halloween, I can just be Spider-Man. Like, I just want to be Spider-Man. But if I get dressed up and walk outside the house, people will be like, hey, there's fat Spider-Man. Where you go? Suck it in. Suck it in, Spider-Man. Who are you going to fight? Diabetes? Oh. Not. I love Spider-Man. I love Spider-Man and Ninja Turtles. Ninja Turtles were my favorite growing up. You guys had them? Man. The thing I never got about Ninja Turtles, why did they wear masks? When did that ever help them? Hey, who saved your life? Was it that white guy? That black guy? Or that giant mutant ninja turtle? Yeah, I don't know, man. He was wearing a mask. Couldn't tell which one it was because he had a shoelace tied around his eyes. This mystery goes unsolved.
Greg Stone, follow him on Twitter at Greg Stone. He's incredibly funny. We adore him, and he has great taste in sandwiches.
Oh, he knows the sandwiches.
He knows what
he knows where to get the good Astoria sandwiches. 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 It's a plural, and it's not easy to do.
It's not.
Breaking out Can you believe we're at the final comedian of the show?
I can't. And this was so much fun. I had difficulty coming back from each one because I was laughing. Yeah. That was so much fun.
Yeah, there's not one of these people that we wouldn't say that we don't believe in. You know, we'll have links to this up on the iBang if you want to go over and check out how to find out who some of these comedians are or how to reach them on Twitter, because they'd love to see you. So go to theinterrobang.com. That's theibang.com.
Our last comedian has appeared on Last Comic Standing. We're a huge fan of this guy. This is Monroe Martin.
Now, when the check comes, ladies, if you invited the guy, that's kind of your duty. You pay that. That is, you're laughing because you're like, no, it's not. Like, why would you go let me take you out and then I pay for myself? You could have just texted me the name of the restaurant and I went and ate by myself. Now I got to pay for two people? I could have did this shit myself. Now, I don't mind paying. I don't care. I don't really mind it. But what I do want is you to at least make a gesture. Like, act like you're going to fucking pay. She didn't do that. She, like, all right, so, because you look like you don't know what the fuck gesture to make. Like, look in your purse. It don't matter what. You can just be, like, flicking a penny back and forth. We don't know. We can only see this part. So just make eye contact. Like, you're just buying time until the guy goes, you know what? I got this. She didn't do that. She just slacked down in her chair and then put her phone, like, straight to her fucking face. So I pay, but then I guess my high confidence goes, you know what? Fuck that. Make her pay that tip. So I do. I pay, and then I go, you got to pay the tip, yo. Just like that. With a little bit more bass in my voice. I go, you got to pay that shit. She goes, what do you mean I have to pay the tip? You have to add additional money to the money I laid down to show gratitude for the person who served you. Well, I've never had to pay the tip on a date before. That was her actual voice. I am not making this shit up. I'm in the weird chicks, okay? She pulled out her last $7. I knew it was her last by the condition of the money. And it was a $5 bill and a $2 bill. That's birthday card money. That's money your grandmother puts in the car. You need to save your $2 bills. They'll be worth more someday.
And how funny is that,
incredibly,
man?
Incredibly funny. Follow Monroe Martin on Twitter at Monroe Martin III, which is Monroe Martin III, like the Roman numeral.
All right, that's it for Breaking Out. We put out, 16 comedians?
This was 18.
18 comedians. 17 and 18, we try to watch, you know, 2017, 18 comics. If you want to go back over this, go to theinterrobang.com because there's some great names for you to follow.
There's an incredibly funny list there for you guys and all their links to their Twitters. Mateo Lane, Lisa Traeger, Tim Dillon, Emma Willman, Amy Miller, Monroe Martin, they're all there. What a fantastic time this was. Incredibly funny.
Really, really fun time. Something we're going to have to do again. And I don't think there's anything more fun than catching an artist at a certain point of their career and then following them from that point on. If you can be there before they break, you got bragging rights. So it's Breaking Out, and we are Ron and Gail Bennington, and we'll see you again next time.